Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program today. Kevin O'Donnell is a former Australian lawyer who has been busy as an author since retiring from 43 years of legal practice. He recently published his first book, Tales from the Oldest Profession, as told by a very common lawyer. He is now an observer and commentator with a keen eye on political trends and developments and has condensed Australian political events into a rollicking tale with a cast of colorful characters who might or might not resemble some of Australia's leading politicians of recent times. That tale is McRudd, King of Oz, a Tragedy by Kevin O'Donnell, and he's with us from Australia on This Week in America. Kevin, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. Lovely to be with you.
I am really looking forward to discussing this tale that I mentioned. It's written in the form of a satirical play loosely based on Shakespeare's Macbeth. Talk about writing in that concept, because I'm so impressed as I'm reading, even though I don't understand some of the characters, I'm reading, and it really takes a particular talent and skill to be able to write it in this fashion. How did you decide to write it as the satirical play?
Well, there was a lot in Australian politics that needed a bit of satirical exposure, and there still is, and I'm actually thinking about writing a sequel based on further events, but the personalities in place, particularly the lead character McRudd, who is based on a former prime minister with a big ego, who won an election and led his party into office with a big majority and a lot of popularity, and gradually frittered it away. As he was going down, his party saw that he was going to lead them to oblivion, so they got rid of him, installed a new prime minister who is referred to in the book as the Red Witch, the first Australian female prime minister, and he turned very nasty after that, and there was a lot of backstabbing going on, and he eventually was responsible for that party losing government. And he's still in the background trying to make a comeback, but he's seen now for what he is.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a cast of characters in Australia, as we do, of course, in U.S. politics. When did you decide, well, boy, there is so much there that I really need to sit down and do something with that? When did you decide that, okay, this really needs to be written down?
It was about the time that he lost He was prime minister. He lost. He came back and was prime minister again, and it was a disaster. And there was so much there that needed, in my view, to be written about in the form of satire. Now, there's a fair bit of language in the book that is a little bit fruity, but that is representative of his style of communication and his style of micromanagement, if you like. So he wouldn't let anybody do anything without his personal approval, and he couldn't do it all, and things would build up on his desk. He would make public servants work until 4 o'clock in the morning to have something on his desk by 4 o'clock in the morning, and it would sit there, and 6 months later he wouldn't have had time to look at it. His manner of operation made him so unpopular that he got stabbed in the back.
The book we're talking about is McRudd. It's M-A-C-R-U-D-D, King of Oz, a Tragedy by Kevin O'Donnell, our guest coming to us from Australia. Information on the book is available at bookventure.com/bookstore. You can link on directly, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about how long it took you to actually, and it sounds like this book could be an ongoing process. You talked about the possibility of a sequel. How long did it take you from start to finish to get the tale together?
Once I thought about it, there was it didn't take me long to do it. You know, there was an inspiration. You might not recall it, but way back in the Lyndon Johnson era, your old LBJ,
yes,
somebody wrote a play called Mac Bird.
Oh, exactly, yes.
I remembered that and thought, well, this one, the Australian context that we're living in now, has a bit in common with that. And once I remembered that, it was easy, conceptually at least, to put the book together. And once I started writing, it didn't take very long. It took me maybe 2 or 3 months on and off to get it together, and then to get the caricatures done by a popular Australian cartoonist, and then take it from there.
And the illustrations add so much to the book. McRudd, M-A-C-R-U-D-D, is the book we're talking about. Talk about that, and let's start with the cover. I love the color of the book. It reaches out and grabs you, gets your attention right away. Tell us what we see on the cover.
Well, what we see on the cover is the McRudd character admiring himself in his left hand. He's holding a mirror. It might not be immediately obvious, but when I was talking to the cartoonist, I said I remembered a sketch that I'd seen of Henry VIII, a painting, I think it was, standing in a very strutting fashion. I am the king. I am the man. And McRudd himself seems to admire himself a lot. So we had this concept of getting him looking like Henry VIII, holding a mirror, admiring himself in the mirror. Very narcissistic personality.
And with that illustration and the colors, it jumps out at you. It really did an excellent job. And again, it grabs your attention.
Yes, yes. And in the background, behind him, there's a castle, but flying across in front of the castle is the Red Witch, who was the Prime Minister who deposed McRudd. A red-haired woman with a big nose, and she's depicted riding a broom. And the other side of politics, in what I thought was a very sexist fashion, described her as a witch and was very, very, very nasty to her. And then McRudd, on her own side, was nasty to her as well and was responsible for bringing her down. But they're the two characters on the front cover, and they dominate the front cover as you're looking through an arch towards a castle in the background.
There are a number of characters in the book. Let's talk about some, and these are all pretty much based on real-life characters, I understand.
They are indeed. Yeah, they are indeed. The opposition leader who became the Prime Minister after Rudd his name is Tony Abbott. He's called in the book the Mad Monk, with pig ears, and he's dressed for the purposes of the exercise as a monk. He's a very colourful character himself. He was terrific at opposing and tearing down, but he was not a success as Prime Minister. He was deposed himself, but he liked McRudd. Interestingly, he's trying to make a comeback and being very critical of his own government currently. And I think there's enough material there for a follow-up book based on the character of the Mad Monk. There's a political commentator who is referred to in the book as Laurie the Fat Goat. There's a great caricature of him. The former prime ministers, well, one is known as the Godfather and the other as the Silver Bodgie, are in there as well. But the current opposition leader is shown as a koala, Winky Bill. There's also a former rock musician who became a minister in the McRudd government. He's referred to as the Midnight. He was the lead singer in a group called Midnight Oil. I don't know if you've heard much about them in the USA, but they're quite big in Australia. And there's the Queen of Hearts, who became became Speaker of the House, but lost her position because she was rorting public funds, using public money to look after some private interests that she had. There's another one who's referred to as the Parrot, who's a radio commentator, very verbose and talks over everybody and takes some extreme positions. They're interesting characters
You do have an interesting characters. I'm looking down the list, and you've got Big Joe the Bean Counter. I love some of the names here. Bob the Blow-In and the Schoolboy Smart Arse. So you've got like everybody represented. And let's talk – the book we're talking about is McRudd, M-A-C-R-U-D-D, King of Oz, A Tragedy by Kevin O'Donnell, our guest on the program from Australia. Book is available at bookventure.com. It's available at the usual places. You'll get information at bookventure.com/bookstore. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly with the website and get some information. Factors and events. Let's talk a little bit about some of the events that are portrayed in the book.
The events are mainly, to a large extent, take place behind the scenes where the number crunchers I refer to them as the faceless men. Behind the scenes, they're always doing polls, and if anybody dips in the polls, well, they seem to gather to stab them in the back and appoint somebody else in their stead. You did refer to before as to Big Joe the Bean Counter. He is now the Australian ambassador to the USA. And he's essentially reasonably close to the Trump administration. I'm not quite sure what that says about him, but he was moved out because he was unpopular. It's common in Australian politics for someone who has got to a reasonably high level but not to the top job to be eased out. And one of the ways to ease them out is you appoint them to be ambassador to the United Nations, or a high commissioner to Great Britain, or U.S. ambassador, something like that, so ambassador to the USA, I mean.
The book is McRudd, M-A-C-R-U-D-D. What kind of response are you getting there? Because this is, you know, in Australia, this is obviously your government, their government, and you're doing some commentary on it in a really unique way. What kind of response are you getting?
It's hard to get a lot of market penetration, but those who've read it have told me that they've enjoyed it immensely. It's only a fairly small book. It's an easy, very quick read, but it's very popular amongst those who have had an opportunity to read it.
It is a quick read, yeah, and it's so well done, and not even knowing, being in the United States and not all that familiar with a lot of the characters, it's still a fascinating read. I mentioned that this you've been writing since you retired from law. What has this process been? I get the impression you're really having the time of your life doing the writing and being able to express yourself.
Very much so. This is the first book I wrote, which you mentioned in your introduction, Tales from the Oldest Profession. Now, I've had a few people query my use of the expression the oldest profession, but it's my theory that, and it's only a theory because no one can prove or disprove it, that law was the oldest profession. If you go back to very ancient times when our ancestors were living in caves, in very limited circumstances, they had to have a set of rules to live by. And somebody had to determine what the rules were and then interpret them. And my view is that because there was such a need for some kind of order in the life of our ancestors, that there was someone performing the function of a lawyer in establishing what the rules were, even before the other claimants to the title of the oldest profession, even before that became popular.
I mentioned, now an observer and a commentator. What's that like? I assume as you're watching the news, reading the newspapers now, your mind is at work how you can fit all of this into a sequel to McRudd.
Oh, yes, there's plenty of material.
I was going to say, you're not going to run out of material.
Well, someone, I'm sure that there will be, there is currently, I'm sure, plenty of satirical material being written about politics in the USA and international politics.
Yes, yes. Like I said,
it seems to me to lend itself to an explosion of satire.
We have our cast of characters over here, as I mentioned. Yes.
Yes, and on your commentators or your comedy shows, I know the John Stephen characters seem to have a field day with everything that's going on.
Yeah, it actually has really helped the late-night shows. Their ratings are up. On the more serious side of the cable news channel, ratings are up in trying to follow what's going on over here. A minute or so left in the program. It sounds like you're working on a sequel, so there will be a follow-up to McRudd?
There's every chance that there will be. I'm working on a couple of other projects which don't involve writing directly. I still have some connection with the law I have a couple of jobs that I'm doing there, but I have made quite a few notes about a follow-up, which will probably be titled something like The Mad Monk. I haven't finally decided to do it, but there's a fair chance that I will.
Well, I hope that you do. Really enjoyed having a chance to read McRudd. That's M-A-C-R-U-D-D, King of Oz, A Tragedy, by Kevin O'Donnell, our guest on the program, coming to us on the show from Australia. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Information, of course, and you can order the book at bookventure.com/bookstore. Kevin, a pleasure. I know as we're recording this, it's early for you in the morning in Australia. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations on the success with McRudd, and we look forward to the follow-up. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much. I've appreciated it. Really enjoyed the conversation with you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. Guest once again, Kevin O'Donnell. The book is McRudd, King of Oz, A Tragedy. Information available by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.